Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I think I've got a really important program to share with you today. Two basic topics. One is Mark of the Beast chip. Now, we're not talking about the stamp. I think that probably the chip comes with the stamp. But again, I'll explain that. And also, there is a battle between light and darkness right now that I dare say you have not seen. I think that I'm about to show you some things that really only a prophecy teacher, someone really familiar with prophecies, would even see it, much less be able to explain it to you. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, Lindsey Williams, gone to be with the Lord now, served as a missionary on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline back in the 70s. For 3 years, he became friends with some of the elite that ruled the world. He said the elite consider themselves to be gentlemen and consider it not good sportsmanship, not to warn the sheeple what they're about to do. They often change details. They often give disinformation, but the way they warn them is through movies, music, and the news. Now remember that, because I'm about to show you some things that will be shocking. I dare say no one else is going to see this. Okay, first of all, I'm shocked myself to think that I remembered this movie from when I was a kid. 1953, this movie came out, and it's called Invaders from Mars. Now, here's the important part. The storyline is a young boy learns that space aliens are taking over the minds of Earthlings. Do you suppose that the devil knew in 1953 that was going to be one of his goals before his time was up? I think so. And I think he was warning us. And a lot of times we get warned, but it's warned like either laughter, you got to be kidding, or maybe it's in science fiction. Because some of the science fiction is not so fiction. Some of it is in the future. Let me show you. So in this particular movie, this thing, see the top right corner? That's actually a tingler, as I recall, a chip that they dug out of this guy's, the back of his head, right there, okay? In other words, in this movie in 1953, it had a plan to put some kind of a chip in a person that would, and immediately they were just like zombies, okay? And they went back to their work, went back to their homes, their wives, their husbands, but they were not the same. Here's a picture of them in the movie injecting a person. Now, this particular picture was them injecting it in the back of the head. They don't always tell us exactly the way they're going to do it, but what it's saying is they do have a plan to put chips in people that will control them. Now, let's go on to the next one. Everybody probably remembers this one. Came out in 1956, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This is where pods started landing all over the city, and they would put a pod next to someone. While they're asleep, the pod would take over their body. But here's the interesting part. When their body was taken over, they became like zombies, no emotion. So here's two examples where they're talking about inserting something in someone or taking over their body and making them like zombies. Now, here's where that fits in. Okay, now, I got to tell you this. So if you're thinking about getting some kind of gold or silver, let me send you to prophecyclubgold.com. If you want to get some of these, which I love, I think this is the greatest idea, and just slip it right into your billfold or your purse, a little sliver of gold or silver, go to prophecyclubbar.com. If you need emergency food, and we probably all do, josephskitchen.com. Yes, they still have the buy one, get one free for the red wheat special. And also, I'll send you to empshield.com. Use the promo code prophecy so you can get yourself one of these, one for each car, and also one for your house. Let me get on to what we're talking about today. Okay, so this comes from the guy that right now is the hottest thing on the internet, because this is the guy that saw a vision of a bullet going by Trump's right ear, okay? That's what he said, right ear. And he said he saw blood coming out of the ear. He thought that that was the eardrum being broken, but it wasn't. It was just him getting shot in the ear. So now as a result, I mean, his little 50,000 subscribers now bumped up to 300,000 subscribers like in a week, okay? So anyway, Here's one of the things that he's saying about the Mark of the Beast chip. And so apparently he's hearing. He says, I don't know if I was in my body or out of my body, but this encounter changed my life forever. The Lord showed me the Antichrist, and I did not see his eyes. I saw his facial features. I saw his clothes and the way he dressed himself. I saw him in meetings in Berlin. He was in Berlin when everybody surrendered their kingdoms to him in 1 hour. He's ruling as Antichrist over the world, and there's only one world government. This is what his flag looks like, which I'm about to show you. I'll explain. It was on every flagpole throughout the whole world. The five stars represent five pillars of Islam: faith, prayer, fasting, alms, giving, and pilgrimage. On the side were palm leaves representing prosperity. On the top of the leaves were scimitar swords, or the sword of Islam. And Islam, faith, and the sword stand for the strictness in applying justice. Christians call it beheading is. So here's what he says the flag looks like, and this is an explanation. If you want to take a second here. Off to the left, you see the green is Hamas, the white is ISIS, the black is Al-Qaeda. Off to the right is wheat of prosperity, the scimitar sword, and the world. And he says that's what the flag is going to look like. He said the whole world was controlled by the Antichrist. The green was honoring Hamas, the white was honoring Al-Qaeda, the black was honoring ISIS. The world called the Antichrist the Mahdi, which I believe is correct. Matter of fact, I've done research on this, studies on this. I did a whole DVD called Daniel, verse by verse, went through all of it. And part of that, I did research on the 12th Imam, which is called the Mahdi. The Muslims believe that in a time of great trouble, great chaos, great war, that the Mahdi will come. Now, the whole story is that, and I started to look it all up, but I don't have time. I'm just going to cover it quickly. So back like in 1860, this guy was supposed to have fallen into a well. And in a time of great trouble, he's going to come up out of the well. I think that's interesting because the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city which is Sodom and all of that sort of stuff. Meaning, the Antichrist arises out of the bottomless pit. And so the Muslims have the Mahdi arising out of a well, okay? The world called the Antichrist the Mahdi. Everybody is required to wear white and worship him on Fridays. Well, if that was the only thing, that'd be pretty hard to avoid. Because if you're not wearing white, then you're not worshiping him. And so it'd be pretty easy to spot you. This is going to be on every courthouse all around the world. Now, this is what several people have seen is the mark of the beast. Ken Peters saw this. Estonia Lewis saw the one on the right and the red. She says red rather than yellow. But the point is, if we have that in our mind, we're going to be able to spot that. So it would look something like this, according to those two people. Now, Ken Peters said he did not see a chip at all in the mark. He just saw the mark go on. Several people have just seen the mark. This guy today says he saw a chip. Also, Vicky Parnell said she saw a chip, and she didn't see any mark. So I don't know. We'll figure it all out. But right now, we don't want to take either one of them. Let's continue. The mark of the beast is a chip that creates a boil on your hand. It's a lot like a Neuralink. It changes your brain. When people get the mark of the beast chip, it creates an alternate personality. Well, we were told that in 1953. It alters your personality. It makes you calm. It sends out endorphins to your brain to make you calm. That's what Invasion of the Body Snatchers showed us. It was very small, and the instant you get this chip, your body reacts to it. It sends a signal to your brain somehow and calms you down. It makes you like you're on dopamine. You're all happy. Everyone is like they're zombies. They will use the drones by thousands to search the entire world, searching for anyone who does not have the chip. If your chip communicates to the drone of the sky, fine. If you're without one, they notify the authorities, and the drone continues to follow you with all kinds of technology, like infrared, follow you until the authorities arrive, and at that point, they say either you take the chip, or right then and there, they cut your head off. Boom, no discussion. He says it's coming. Jesus Christ is coming. The mark of the beast system is coming. He is going to be called the Mahdi. When he got older, he committed the abomination of desolation. He was proclaiming he was God. He had black hair. That's what David Phillips saw and Ken Peters saw, and also Maurice Sklar, most handsome man they'd ever seen. Had black hair with a little bit of salt and pepper on the side, wearing a big turban. And that's another thing Ken Peters said, wearing a turban. He said he saw this Yuval Harari, however you say his name, was standing on one side, the Pope was on the other side. Something like this. Now, let me give a disclaimer. We cannot guarantee this. This is just what the prophecies are saying, and that's what we discuss on this program, is the prophecies that we believe God is saying. When I made the Daniel verse by verse, these were some of the notes. Message given to Daniel. Daniel lived in a rock. Nebuchadnezzar lived in a rock. Euphrates and rock is dried. Four angels abound in Euphrates. Iraq is the second most mentioned nation in the Bible. Interesting. The 12th Imam, or the ultimate human authority, is born in Samarra, Iraq, fell into a well in Iraq, ascends out of a well in Iraq, establishes his global headquarters in Iraq, within the boundaries described by the Bible. Yes, now, that's in the early phases. We all know in the middle of it, he goes to Jerusalem. We understand that. Then in Syria, the Antichrist is called the Assyrian, one of his other names. And from the Valley of Jezreel is nearest to Syria, longtime enemy of Israel. Damascus becomes a ruinous heap at Armageddon. It is the king of the north and within the boundaries described in the Bible. Okay, get yourself ready. There's a battle coming. A battle between light and darkness. And it's about to get really bad.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with silver prepper bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market divisible into three different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into three sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.